Much was made by Labor of their decision to make Pat Dodson, the father of reconciliation, the first Indigenous person to hold the Indigenous Affairs portfolio. But on this side of the election, it's looking like Ken Wyatt could beat him to it. Marion Scrimgeour is the CEO of the Northern Land Council, and she says he's the man for the job. Marion, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia.
Why do you want Ken Wyatt to be the Indigenous Affairs Minister?
Look, I think that, and there was much hope and discussion, I think, in terms of Pat. And I know that Pat Dodson, Melandiri McCarthy, Linda Burney have had many discussions with Ken federally about issues affecting Aboriginal people. And I know that Ken was quite effective. If you look at his portfolios he's been involved in, but also his background in both education and also Aboriginal health. I know that when he became a Minister for Aboriginal Health, he did a really good job in terms of bringing that sector together and continuing the Aboriginal Health Plan that had been put up by Labor, saw some really good merits in that, looked beyond the politics, I think, Patricia, which is what a lot of Aboriginal people need. They need someone who can bring everyone together, both government and Aboriginal people, to try and, you know, resolve some of the issues of the past.
Bill Shorten said that his candidate for Indigenous Affairs Minister, that would have been Pat Dodson, of course Labor didn't win the election, would be the first Indigenous person to hold that job. Ken Wyatt would become the first Indigenous person to hold the job if Scott Morrison makes this decision. Why is that important, the identity and the background of the person?
I think for a lot of Aboriginal people, I think it's not only symbolic, it shows that the country has moved some way towards recognising, you know, one of their own at the highest level, I think, Patricia. And look, I think it'd be fantastic if the Prime Minister could appoint Ken. I know that there are probably other ministers who would be more than capable, but I think that the Prime Minister needs to put his hand out to Aboriginal people and say, we're all in it together. We all need to work together to resolve some of the, you know, the issues that are out there for Aboriginal people. And I think that Ken will do a really good job. And I think, you know, his relationship, as I said, with the other side of the, you know, the political spectrum in terms of Pat and Linda and Melandiri, he has a good relationship with that side, not saying that other ministers wouldn't, but they would be able to get together in the interest of getting beyond the politics and looking at some of the solutions and working with all of the sectors, including Aboriginal people, to start looking at how do we start addressing some of those issues that we've been talking about for many years and move this country forward and be part of, you know, the solution in this country rather than, you know, everyone looking at Indigenous affairs as being the poison chalice. I think we can turn it around and make it a positive thing.
Are you confident he'll be able to convince his party to support constitutional recognition for Indigenous Australians? Because I spoke with Alan Tudge just yesterday. He's a frontbencher in the coalition. And he told me that he essentially doesn't think this is going to happen in this term. There's no commitment to it. There's just a process for discussion.
Yeah, look, and we need to continue the discussion in terms of what that process is, Patricia. I think we're all a bit realistic about the expectation of a voice to Parliament or any constitutional development, that's going to take some time. And we always knew that we've got to bring, you know, 96% of the population, including the Parliament, along this journey with us. And I suppose there's, whilst many of us have been involved, and I know Pat Anderson and Megan and Noel Pearson, there's been many people involved in this for a long time. That journey continues, and I don't think that we see it as this is the end of it. We need to work with the government, with the Prime Minister, with Alan Tudge and others to convince them that this is the right way in which to go, and take all of those opinions and try and turn it around and convince people that, you know, this sort of reform is needed in this country and that it is a positive rather than, you know, the sky is going to fall down.
How important is this to Indigenous Australians, and particularly those like you, of course, you're the CEO of the Northern Land Council, that this issue of who is Indigenous Affairs Minister is settled? Because we had for two terms the same Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scully, and he retired at the election. Is the uncertainty around this an issue?
Yeah, look, we need to know who it is so that we can set about working with that minister. And I know that with the appointment with Ken, and it would have been the same with Pat. As Aboriginal people, we've also got to be realistic that we don't put all our expectations on the shoulders of these men and think that they're going to resolve all of this. We've got to be able to work with them to make sure that we can understand the vacuum in which they work. You know, it's a partnership, and it's not just expecting him to do all that heavy lifting, but let's work together to try and take, you know, whether it's his cabinet, his caucus, his government along this journey, and Australia as well. Patricia, I think, you know, I think it's really important to know who that minister is so that we can reset that relationship and for the better of Aboriginal people in our communities that we all work for.
Thank you so much for your time, Marion.
Thank you, Patricia.
Marion Scrimgeour is the CEO of the Northern Land Council, and this is RN Drive.